The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Here is Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a conversation with landscape architect Chuck Smith and YMCA Administrator Forrest Perry, who are behind the planning and programs of the new YMCA at Chatham Park.
Chuck, we'll let you start and go around the table.
I work with Vanessa and Preston doing a lot of the planning and development at Chatham Park.
Forrest Perry. I work with the YMCA of the Triangle and I serve as a regional vice president. I've worked with the Y for about 28 years now, part-time and full-time.
We've talked a lot about the location of the building, but how the location of the building, the size of the building, how it's going to also help you partner with, like, Chatham County School System, I know, is excited about the Y being here for the after-school programs that you offer. So talk a little bit about who you typically partner with when you're spreading throughout the community to build these relationships and serve the entire community.
Typically and historically, before we bring facilities, we bring programs. And even in Chatham County, that's what we've done here. So again, you go back to our 20-ish year history in Chatham County, it started with programs. One of our first and earliest partners in Chatham County was Chatham County Schools. And so we have been a dedicated service provider for Chatham County Schools after school care to students since our first foray into Chatham County. And then building on that, our work with summer day camps and our work with youth sports. Again, that's all largely been feasible through our partnership with Chatham County Schools.
And that's not just in Pittsburgh.
That's throughout the entirety of the county. When you think about what we have historically done in Chatham County, we have served more youth than we have served adults. And prior to the pandemic, we were serving somewhere in the neighborhood of 600 to 700 children every afternoon in after-school programs at every single elementary school that Chatham County had at the time. The pandemic has made that more complicated. More parents are working remotely or working from home, and there are less families that are seeking that after-school experience today, and population has shifted in different ways. We are currently in conversation with Chatham County Schools as they continue to plan for growth over the next decade and two decades. How does the Y grow alongside them? How do we support every corner of the county? And it may look different in the future than it did prior to the pandemic, but the intent and the outcome of providing service to all of the families that we possibly can is certainly there. And then we take those partnerships and we continue to broaden our network by engaging with the town and the county and other municipalities to different spaces within the county.
What's happening with all of the announcements with VinFast and with Wolfspeed and the Toyota already existing, this location's right in the middle of all those. And there's this corporate presence that's getting ready to happen that has not occurred before. How many jobs are going to be coming to this region now? When you do the multiplier on it, it's 50 to 70,000 jobs. But a lot of this is going to be in Chatham County. You start seeing more doctor's offices, you see more veterinarian offices, you see all of these other things that come with jobs. There's a whole corporate wellness thing that y'all do we haven't really talked about, but those opportunities are there too. So you're going to be touching so many segments of the community that has not necessarily occurred completely in Chatham County yet, just because a lot of those segments haven't existed.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that historically you see with the Y, and Chatham Park's a little bit of a unique situation, and it's different in so many ways, where you see the Y come into a community to provide programming is typically in response to the community's request. There are certainly some core tenets we all need, but every community's needs is slightly different. And so the Y that you see in Chapel Hill operates slightly different than the Y you see in Durham County, and it'll be very much the same in Chatham County. I personally look at this Chatham Park YMCA as it's kind of the field of dreams mentality of if you build it, they will come, because we are building it before all the people are there, and we know that they're coming and we're confident in that. But more often than not, you see communities identify needs and identify the Y as a potential resource to help address those needs. And I think one of the other things that the Y is able to help do in a situation like this, as one of the nation's largest and most longstanding nonprofits, we're able to engage other partners in a way we don't have to necessarily seek to provide solution to every challenge that a community may have. But the Y can be at the table, and often we can help bring other partners into the conversation for a more holistic approach to continuing to raise the welfare and benefit of the entire community.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also available in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and at chathampark.com.